Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Officers representing seven county law enforcement agencies continue the Avoid the 7 DUI campaign, dedicated to cracking down on those who drive under the influence. Law enforcement agencies have now made 67 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 40 DUI arrests occurred during the same time period last year. Extra saturation patrols will continue during the final hours of the Labor Day holiday, and all traffic and patrol officers will focus their efforts at stopping and arresting DUI drivers. The CHP is continuing its maximum enforcement period as well, which ends on Labor Day at midnight. The Eureka Police Department conducted a DUI checkpoint on Saturday night at 6th and D Streets. Officers screened 109 vehicles and gave 5 people field sobriety tests, but all 5 were determined not to be under the influence of alcohol. The driver of a vehicle entering the checkpoint at approximately 11:55 gave a screening officer a false name, and officers soon learned that the driver, 31-year-old Hoopa resident Nolan Colgrove, had a felony warrant out for his arrest for a parole violation. The passenger, 33-year-old Hoopa resident Sally Ferris, had a warrant out for drug possession, and another passenger, 18-year-old Hoopa resident Tyrell Grant, was in possession of a loaded concealed semi-automatic pistol. All 3 suspects were arrested and booked into jail. Over 1,000 personnel continue the battle against the Corral fire burning in the Trinity Alps wilderness. The fire has scorched close to 12,000 acres and stands at 23% containment. A front is expected to pass over the area, resulting in lower temperatures and higher relative humidity. Fire officials continue to search for opportunities to reinforce line construction, and firefighter and public safety remains the top priority. No evacuations are in place, and the structures at risk are outside the fire perimeter. An emergency fire road closure has been issued for Waterman Ridge Road, Big Hill Road, Tish Tang Road, and Four Corners. Smoke and air quality remain a concern. Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro introduced a bill on Friday that will establish clear labeling guidelines for breweries to be able to refill consumers' glass containers known as growlers that were purchased at a different location. AB 647 would clarify the labeling requirements for the reuse of growlers, including the identification of the brewery and the name of the beer. Chesbro said in a statement, and I quote, "Growlers have become an increasingly popular way for customers to buy beer from local craft breweries. This change in the law makes sense for consumer freedom of choice and the growth of the microbrew industry," end quote. Six Rivers National Forest is currently seeking volunteers to participate in a Trails Workday opportunity in the Gaskee Ranger District Smith River National Recreation Area. According to Recreation Specialist Carrie Carter Griffin, volunteers will primarily be clearing brush and doing tread work. The work will also involve moderate hiking. The workday will commemorate the 20th anniversary of National Public Lands Day on September 28th. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to buying local and the impacts purchasing goods and services produced by local suppliers and businesses has on our communities. Due to the economic downturn, many counties are searching for ways to keep the flow of money within the community. In Coos County, up in southern Oregon, there has been a growing interest in strengthening local food systems in order to take advantage of all opportunities residents have to purchase food locally. Buying food locally keeps the money you earn within the local economy, benefiting the farmers, ranchers, and fishermen who will receive a greater percentage of profit. With the extra money in hand, they can continue to sell their product at an affordable price. Coos County has a local food guide that lists the producers and processors of local food, including stores and restaurants that sell food produced within the area. Guides like these help keep local food producers connected with consumers, and you can have your business listed in the guide at no cost. If you are interested in being featured in the guide, contact Oregon Coast Community Action. By buying locally grown food, you are helping to strengthen your local economy and keep businesses thriving in our communities. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.